Hey there, welcome along. It's me, Damien, back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for January 14th, 2021. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Windows 10X was originally intended to debut on dual-screen devices like the Surface Neo before later coming to laptops. Last May, though, Microsoft announced a pivot to focus towards single-screen Windows 10X devices amid the work-from-home surge. A near-final version of Windows 10X has now leaked, and it reveals some key similarities to Google's own Chrome OS. This OS is supposed to launch in the spring and targeted primarily for businesses, especially first-line workers and education. Given the timing, what's being shown off today is presumably the initial version that will ship with devices. So to explain without any visuals, we first see that the Windows 10X home screen consists of a taskbar and a wallpaper. It's not clear if files, folders, and apps can be pinned to a desktop, but Chrome OS also lacks such a capability. This approach is simpler to help maintain cross-device sync and not have files placed in more than one location. Meanwhile, the open or pinned apps in the taskbar are centered, just like on Chromebooks, rather than being populated from left to right like it does on Windows 10. The first item below will open a full-screen launcher that starts with a Search the Web on Your Devices field. For comparison, the one on Chrome OS prompts users to search your device, apps, settings, web, and then more. This is followed by a grid that features both apps and websites. The former is presumably comprised of universal Windows platform apps, as 10X is rumored to not natively support legacy Win32 software, while progressive web apps make up the latter category. From this launcher, Microsoft, like Google with Android apps, is not distinguishing the nature of these applications. Only 15 apps are shown at a time, with a Show All button in the top right corner. A recent section below this surfaces files and is more dedicated than the carousel that Chrome OS has to highlight one or two docs, tabs, and apps. Meanwhile, tapping the time in the bottom right corner opens Quick Settings. Arranged in a grid, users can make changes without actually leaving this panel, while there's one slider to adjust volume. Like Chrome OS, it can be shrunk down to only show key preferences, while your profile image also appears here. Another key similarity to the Chromebook experience is how notifications are displayed in cards, just above this quick settings panel with a clear all option in the top right. Visual similarities aside, the most important part of Windows 10X might be the setup process. As of this build, a Microsoft account and internet access is required for registration. This is not too different from Chrome OS requiring a Google account, though Browse as Guest is always available to keep bookmarks, apps, files, and settings in sync across devices. Coupled with the reliance on online apps, this path Microsoft is taking Windows down further proves that Google had the right idea with Chrome OS from the very beginning. Google's core conceit back in 2009, was the first consumer devices coming 2 years later, was that cloud-centric operating systems would be the future. The past decade has shown that online document editing, cloud-based photo and video storage, game streaming and web apps are enough to fit most people's needs, obviously not everyone out there. As part of this new reality, applications and services are not locked down to one platform, but rather live online for any OS with a browser. This allows the actual computer hardware to be commoditized and highly affordable and easily distributable. Microsoft is now following the same path to offer those cheaper devices that better compete with Chromebooks. While Windows 10 is still in Windows 10X, it's clear that the cloud is the primary experience driver here. Meanwhile, the visual similarities to Chrome OS, not Windows particularly, more or less prove that people are familiar and comfortable with the web model, so much so that past interface paradigms can be done away with for something much simpler. Last year, we found Android Auto was working to let you add a bit of flair to your car's entertainment system through wallpaper support. Ahead of that feature's launch, Google has added a collection of car-related wallpapers with the latest update to the Android Auto app. Back in November, Google showed signs of adding wallpaper customization to Android Auto, starting with a collection of 6 wallpapers, some of which are vaguely reminiscent of backgrounds used by Chromecast devices. Today, though, with the update to Android Auto version 6.0, Google has removed most of these previous wallpapers and replaced them with a new collection of completely new backdrops. When you do manage to get a look at these, you may notice pretty quickly that there are some common themes between the images. Quite a few feature vehicles in transit, particularly with light trails from the headlights. Others feature close-up shots of finer details of a car, such as the stitching in the seats, a fine metal of a rotor, or the grid structure of a front grille. Considering Google has taken the time to assemble this well-themed collection of images, it may indicate that Android Auto's wallpaper support is now closer to launch, but as always, there's no way to be sure, and they're not available just yet in a user-facing capacity. To boost privacy on smart displays and speakers, Google is introducing a guest mode. It's rolling out today for Nest Hubs and other first-party Google devices. When guest mode is enabled, Google Assistant interactions are not saved to your account, with audio recordings from voice commands being deleted automatically. Asking questions, controlling smart home devices, setting timers and playing music will continue to work as normal though. Additionally, broadcast and family bells still functions, along with household contacts, the speed dial that you'll see on your home screens. If a photo frame is set in the background, images will keep cycling as normal. Meanwhile, personal results like calendar events and contacts are automatically disabled. That said, services like Google Maps, YouTube, and other smart home services will continue to save activity when in this guest mode. When you ask your assistant to turn on guest mode, it initiates with a special chime playing and a blank profile icon appearing throughout the interface. You can confirm is guest mode on at any time, with the feature staying active until it is disabled. Anybody, including those not part of your home, can even say turn off guest mode. Google imagines guest mode will be useful when you have people over. It joins the ability to tune hot word sensitivity and doubles as an incognito mode of sorts. Guest mode on the Nest Hub and other first-party home devices is rolling out today in English. It will be available in more languages and more devices over the coming months. And finally, the classic arcade-style multiplayer fighting game Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game, has returned and it's now available on Google Stadia. Originally released in 2010 as a tie-in to the movie, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game, follows the basic plot of the Scott Pilgrim series, allowing you to fight through various levels to defeat Ramona's seven evil exes. The experience is wrapped up in an art style heavily inspired by the 16-bit era of video games, including a soundtrack from chiptune rock band Amanaguchi. After only being available on platforms for a few years, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World was actually pulled from all game marketplaces in 2014, seemingly due to an issue related to licensing. To celebrate the game's 10th anniversary, as well as the movies, Ubisoft announced last year that Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game, would be getting a re-release, which was headed for Stadia. One key enhancement over the original game is that the remake includes support for online multiplayer, making it much easier than before to bring a friend into the fight. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game complete edition, which includes the game's original paid DLC packs, is now available for purchase on Google Stadia for $14.99, and Ubisoft Plus members will also get the game free with their subscriptions. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? And of course, if you want to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild, and with all the necessary links in the show notes below, be sure to drop me a message. Of course, I always love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.